House Veterans Affairs Committee announced an investigation this week into the quality of care at VA nursing homes around the country. The move comes after an investigation from USA Today and the Boston Globe that showed nearly half of all VA nursing homes get a one-star rating from the agency itself, the lowest possible. And records show the three homes in Wisconsin didn't get high marks, with Madison getting 3 stars and Milwaukee and Toma receiving 2. Donovan Slack is one of the 2 reporters to break this story. She's USA Today's Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security correspondent, and she's with us now to talk about the story. Donovan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, your original investigation was based in part on documents that you and your colleagues at the Boston Globe got a hold of. What did those documents show?
Well, as you mentioned already, they showed that the agency has been ranking its nursing homes internally for a while, and they were not faring very well in comparisons with the private sector. As you said, specifically on a scale of 1 to 5, nearly half of them, 60, received only 1 out of 5 stars for quality.
And why were those ratings kept secret in the first place?
Well, that's a really good question. It took me a long time, months, to get my hands on them. And they were just held very tightly to the vest by the VA. Now, this agency is not always forthright, as we know from the past. And when I approached them, I want to say it was almost a year ago, and I said, hey, I understand these ratings exist. Can I have them? And they replied, oh, no, no, no. They're not ready for prime time. We can't release them. So then I set about, as I said, spending months working sources and trying to get these internal documents. And when I did get them, it became clear that this quality was obviously a factor, and they're not wanting to release them.
Well, and we're talking about comparing them to privately owned nursing homes and their ratings or rankings, which leads me to believe that that information is public. Where is the sense of how well private nursing homes are doing? Where's that information coming from?
Right. So the Federal Department of Health and Human Services has a federal website called Nursing Home Compare. And nearly 15,000 nursing homes across the country that are privately owned submit their data, and they have quality measures and star rankings for private homes.
And are those required, those 15,000 or so, are they required to submit that, or is that voluntary?
Yeah, no. Under federal regulations, they're required to submit it if they want to get Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement for their care, and nearly all of them do.
So people who might be looking to find a suitable nursing home for a loved one can use that database and find out a lot of detail on the privately held or privately owned nursing homes, but they can't find any of that information on the VA.
Exactly. It was like a black hole. And it's extraordinary the amount of information that you can find on that website about private homes, including inspection reports, 3 years worth, as I said, the quality indicators. It's a really great place to start for people who are looking to place a loved one.
So we looked through the database that you and your colleagues compiled of how different nursing homes are rated at a handful of different metrics, and some of the statistics for Wisconsin's VA nursing homes were pretty shocking. Almost 47% of short-stay residents at a Milwaukee nursing home reported serious pain in the first 5 days, or in the last 5 days, compared to 13% in the private nursing homes. At Toma, nearly 46% of residents there received antipsychotic drugs, compared to 16% in the private sector. Those are some huge disparities. What would you attribute those to?
Right. And so you bring up Toma and the 45% on antipsychotic meds. I actually did some research this afternoon. That is the 4th highest in the nation out of 133 VA nursing homes. Mm. It's really cause for concern. But all of these indicators are just touch points. They are signals that there could be larger problems with the quality of care. If that many of your residents need antipsychotic meds, then maybe we're not managing the rest of the care as well. So it's a starting point to start asking questions, not only for family members whose you know, loved ones are staying there, but for the public and for members of Congress and people like you and me.
This week, TOMA VA's acting director, James McLean, told WPR it wasn't fair to compare the VA to nursing homes in the private sector. Here's what he had to say.
We don't transfer them to another hospital. We are a hospital, so we provide that service in-house.
Donovan, do you find that argument convincing?
No. Because the hospital has nothing to do with the nursing home and these ratings. These ratings are specifically about the nursing home. And in some cases, the VA has said, well, we have sicker residents, which is, I think, what he was alluding to. You know, they've been in the war, they have combat wounds, and maybe they have, you know, different diseases than civilian residents. And there may be something to that. You know, we need some experts to do some research in that area. But in general, like some of these indicators, and one of them that I find particularly alarming is bed sores. And this is when a resident is not really mobile and develops an ulcer or a sore that can fester and go all the way to the bone. There's no reason for this, no matter what battle wounds you have. What it means is that these residents are not being moved enough. They are sitting in the same place to the point where they develop sores. And that, to me, is just, you know, it's sad.
Is that indicative of being understaffed? Is that indicative of negligence? Could it be a combination of both?
It could be either or both, as you say.
Donovan Slack is the Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security correspondent for USA Today. She was part of a team that broke a story about very low ratings for VA nursing homes, especially compared with the private sector. And what do we know? I think one of the things, Donovan, that was so shocking to me was that this was the agency's own rating system that they were performing so poorly under. What do we know about what goes into that rating of 1 to 5 stars for these VA nursing homes?
Well, so they're based on these quality indicators, which is what I was talking about, rates of infection, rates of these sores, rates of falls with major injury. There's 11 of them, and some are for long-stay residents, some are for short-stay residents. And what the agency does is, depending on how you score on any one of those, they give you a certain amount of points, and then the VA nursing homes that are over a certain amount of points get 1 star or 5, depending on how that comes out.
And it sounds like from your looking into this that the star rating system is relatively new. Do we know what led to that system?
Well, this has been a source of some confusion. These quality indicators, the rates of bed sores and infection, the agency has actually been measuring for almost a decade, if not longer. The star rating system is something they started more than 2 years ago. They changed the way they assigned stars more recently, like 6 months ago. And so when the VA talks about the star rating system being new, they're talking about this new version of it. It's kind of dancing around, if you will.
We're talking with Donovan Slack of USA Today about her reporting that showed the VA's low ratings for almost half of its own nursing homes. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you a veteran who's spent time at one of these facilities? Or perhaps you have a loved one who has. What was the experience like? What do you think of the VA's record for caring for veterans? And what do you want to see change about the way we treat the men and women who've served? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation here on Central Time in just a minute. We're continuing our conversation with USA Today's Donovan Slack about the quality of care at VA nursing homes. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. 1234. Do you have a loved one at a VA nursing home? If so, what was it like trying to decide where to place them? And did you have a hard time finding information out about the facility that you were considering? Call 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Pam on Facebook said, about 20 years ago, a friend of mine with a nursing and accounting background was hired by the Wisconsin VA to scrutinize and make recommendations to improve care. She was extremely frustrated when they said thank you and shelved her recommendations. And Donovan, do we know what kind of oversight is there, or you know, do they have people who are looking to improve these pretty dismal quality of care?
Well, unfortunately, her experience is not unique. This agency does study after study and report after report, and then maybe leadership turns over, and then they just sit on a shelf. But more specifically, oversight of its nursing homes has been basically non-existent because, you know, the people that would do it, whether it's members of Congress or the public, didn't even know really that they existed. You know, separate from the hospital system, which has experienced horrible problems in the last few years. But there is, right now, you would expect that they would undergo inspections, which they do once a year. But before now, those inspections, done by a Wisconsin-based company,
exactly.
By the way,
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. Those are just kept secret. They have been. Now, the VA says they're going to release them. I have yet to see them, and they have not been made public. But all of these touch points where the public or oversight might be done haven't been there.
What do we know about that Wisconsin company, Long-Term Care Institute, that is doing these annual reports?
I mean, they've been doing it, I want to say, for more than a decade at the VA. They don't just inspect VA nursing homes. They are long-term specialists with healthcare specializations, and they do very comprehensive work from everything I'm told. But I don't think that any of their results are public, certainly not about the VA, so it's hard to judge.
And Donovan, I guess maybe we should have talked about this in the beginning. Do we know overall how many veterans are being cared for in VA nursing homes across the country?
Well, this surprised me when I found out there was 46,000 per year that are treated at a VA nursing home, whether they're residents or they're a short-stay rehabilitation patient. And they're in 46 states plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico.
And do we know how that compares with the demand for a bed in one of those nursing homes?
I have not heard of shortages of beds. They may be out there, but I have heard where veterans and their families, they're offered these options, and they're not really told a lot about it. You know, one of the veterans' wives who I spoke with said that when she placed her husband at the VA, she was just told how great it was and he was going to be really well taken care of. There was no way for her to double check that, no website for her to look at. And she checked him in, and within 3 months, he walked out a broken door and he hasn't been found since. And she just had to declare him dead.
Let's go to the phone, and Bill in De Pere is up first. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi. My dad was a Korean War veteran, and we kept him away from the VA for his whole life. It's been a nightmare as long as I can remember, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Democratic or a Republican administration, whether it's Obama or Clinton or Bush, it's always the same. It's time that they privatize the whole thing. The government's pretty good at inspecting things, but they're terrible at running most things. So I would just privatize the VA and have them inspect it just like any other private facility.
Thank you very much for that call, Bill. And Donovan, I mean, there obviously the VA facilities are being treated differently as far as transparency goes. That's the main bulk of your reporting. Have there been calls over the years or recently about changing the entire structure of the VA? Because there have been, as Bill said, there have been ongoing problems.
Right. And he brings up a fantastic few points, the first of which is that this is a nonpartisan issue. This has happened during Republican and Democratic administrations. And the call for privatization is right now the hottest debate about the VA as we speak, there is a bill in Congress that's set to fund an overhaul of the agency that would not privatize it, but would privatize services when the VA can't provide them. And the biggest fight right now, and it's stuck, it's not moving, is that the Democrats fear that the Republicans in charge right now will privatize it. The Republicans fear the Democrats just want it to stay the way it is. It's just a really big debate right now.
And I want to talk about that investigation, the congressional investigation. But I want to go back to one of the personal stories you heard, because, yes, this is a huge bureaucracy and thousands of people, but it really comes down to these individuals and their families. You spoke to Don Rook, a Vietnam veteran who was at a nursing home in California, who told you about a wound he had on his leg that his doctor at the VA had repeatedly minimized. Here he is.
A wound that you would get in the field, in the infantry in Vietnam, not what you're expecting to have happen to you while you're in the care of medical professionals that are supposed to be looking out for my best interests.
So you can hear the emotion in his voice. What? How did his story end?
Oh, gosh. Well, it ended well. His family just fought for months and got him transferred to a private nursing home paid for by the VA. But Don's was a particularly compelling story. I saw his medical records. I saw the wound. It's not just something he's talking about, and it's absolutely horrifying. He was in a VA nursing home in Livermore, California, last year. And within 3 months of his family placing him there, he ended up at intensive care at a local private hospital at Stanford, Valley Care. And he was suffering from severe malnutrition. He had sores on his pelvis and his back. These are those sores, bed sores. And he had this wound that it had clearly festered for a long time. And Don told me his provider, his caregivers were just telling him, oh, it's all good, it's just a little bruise. And when he saw the picture himself, he just went from trusting to terrified. I mean, he's paralyzed from the waist down, I should say that. So he couldn't feel this sore developing on his lower leg. So he asked a doctor one day, could he take a picture of it and show it to him? And that's when he said his heart nearly stopped and he thought he was going to die.
As we said, Donovan, the latest news is that the House Veterans Affairs Committee is opening an investigation into these issues. What have you heard from lawmakers in reaction to what you and your colleagues reported?
They have been mostly taken aback, shocked. Many have written to the VA asking for more information about their local nursing homes. They called for this investigation. And so, as you say, the House VA committee is going to look into it. They're expecting to have a hearing sometime this fall. And so the public is going to be able to have oversight over what's happening here where it hasn't before.
So as we have been talking about, these VA nursing home ratings have not been made available to the public, but were they not even shared with the Veterans Affairs Committee?
No. The VA committee had no idea they existed.
Oh, they didn't even know they existed.
As far as I can tell.
So the VA spokesperson has said that they'll release those inspection reports from the Long-Term Care Institute, as you said. Is there any timeline applied to that, and is the Veterans Affairs Committee going to push for that?
I'm sure they will. Well, the most recent thing I heard from the VA is that they were working with a private contractor to remove, I guess, identifiable patient information from these, and it's gone on, though, almost 6 weeks since they said they were going to release them. So we just don't know yet.
Donovan, when you talked to veterans, what changes did they want to see? What thoughts did they have about what might at least start to fix this problem?
The ones I've spoken with just want there to be sunshine. They want fellow veterans and their families to know before they check their loved one in what the quality of that nursing home is. And be able to choose between that and maybe going to another one that's nearby, but that has much higher quality. And, I mean, that's their biggest, aside from improving the care of the VA nursing homes themselves, which is a no-brainer, what they want. Specifically, Don Rook, the one with the wound, said he just doesn't want anyone else to have to go through that, and he wants the care improved at VA nursing homes. But I think it's going to be a long process, particularly with the VA at this point denying a lot that they have a problem.
As we start to wrap up, Donovan, you know, we live in an age of people writing online reviews for just about everything. Are you aware of any efforts among veterans' families to share information about what their own experiences have been in these VA nursing homes?
No, not right now. There may be, it may come, but there's no Yelp, as it were, for VA nursing homes at this point.
And Donovan, as we wrap up, when do you see it ending as far as the investigation?
As I said, I expect them to have a hearing in the fall. I don't expect the issue to end after that. We're keeping our eyes right now on legislation that senators actually passed that would force the VA to release all of its nursing home information.
And we'll leave it there. Donovan Slack is the Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security correspondent for USA Today. She talked with us about her investigation showing that the VA has rated almost half of its own nursing homes with the lowest possible ratings and have kept those ratings secret for many years. We'll keep following that story.